Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're going to go to...
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. Interesting times. I'll come back to this, but I remember years back, basically at the outset of this broadcast, I talked about Army 21 and Army After Next, that concept that, Rand and top levels of military brass were talking about. And you know, just again, in sort of continuation of the discussion of the dispossession and extermination that we're experiencing, you know, we played the clip of Yuval Noah Harari saying it, the Davos set, basically saying that, you know, if you have no military or economic usefulness, well, you're part of the useless class, and so you are, you know, you are slated for dispossession and extermination. And, so, you know, the discussion of Army 21 and Army After Next was always really kind of as a, you know, the army will, the military in general will pare down to a minimal force as a sort of incubator and recruiting hotbed for special forces, which itself is really just sort of an incubator and recruiting hotbed for, you know, CIA SAD type of stuff, assassination squads, goon squads. And that sounds crazy, I'm sure, to some people. But if you don't believe me and you think that sounds crazy, listen to what John Kiriakou has said recently, for example. I mean, he's basically said that there, you know, that's what's going on. Everything CIA is SAD predominantly. And so that's interesting. And, you know, then, of course, from there, people go into the private sector and are part of a Praetorian Guard network. So it's really interesting, you know, listening to Harari say no military or economic usefulness. Who is at the head of that system, the god of war and the god of... you know, the funny money system especially. And, you know, maybe this is why Jesus said it's easier for a rich man to it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. Because this character is at the head of these systems. So just as a final sort of reminder, you know, for whatever it's worth, the money thing in particular, Ezekiel 28, the character and nature of this character. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. Why was unrighteousness found in this character? Next verse, by the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Skipping ahead, by the multitude of your iniquities, how so? In the unrighteousness of your trade. So the multitude, the abundance of your trade, and the unrighteousness of your trade. You profaned your sanctuaries. And then, of course, you know, you skip forward to places like Revelation chapter 18. You see commercial Babylon and the kings and the merchants of the earth. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe. Look what happened. Anyway, when you start running these kinds of schemes, you got to have, you know, you got to have your Praetorian Guard to ensure that you can suppress all opposition and potential resistance. So, anyway, we'll get back to that stuff. Back to the phones, Lynn in Maryland. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much for doing your programs on AI revolution. This has been wonderful. I hope people have been listening. I actually recommended them to Daniel Mast. He wrote the book. In fact, it's the only Christian book I've actually found other than that weird woman's book with weird stuff, which is just horrible that I told Christian books to stop selling. But his book is Facing Infotainment Technology, Evolution Beyond Human, and I recommended your programs to him because his book is good. It's based on Mennonite stuff, which just disappoints me because Mennonites actually didn't get involved with tech. Well, they are now. We're all in trouble. It's kind of like Rhonda talking about the life alert thing. It's like, there we go. Let's put wireless around the neck of old people and hang it on their chest, you know?
Yeah.
No problem there. Actually, if I could, I wanted to share real quick two resources for Rhonda, and not about the phones because you don't want me to go off about the phone company. The whole thing with IP phone service and no copper wires happened probably 5-7 years ago. But the National Spinal Cord Injury Association, NSCIA, and another that's really important is NICL, the National Council for Independent Living, which is NCIL.org. And normally I don't give out websites, but every state has a, it's federally mandated, and there's a state council. And then under the council are local independent living centers. And so there's likely a local independent center near you. My husband was a quadriplegic. So I just thank God for her and her sister keeping an eye out for him because, you know, I've had friends that died because nobody was there for days and they didn't have water. So, you know. Okay, and also anything with the ADA, go to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice handles ADA issues. And good luck with the FCC because I don't think you're going to make inroads. Remember, it is the reason that we cannot bring up any health-related issues regarding wireless in court. It's because of the FCC. And yesterday, just so you know, Chris, and anybody else, the Senate Judiciary Committee had a hearing on child safety online. And again, went into all this stuff about, you know, web page design, but nobody even ever touches wireless. And wireless is hazardous. It is unhealthful. It's radiation. Non-ionizing radiation is no longer even in the dictionary, and there's a reason for that, because it is harmful, very harmful. It's what causes glioblastoma, you know, brain cancer, Ted Kennedy, John McCain, and Bo Biden, and a lot of other people. What's her name, who worked in D.C. as a newscaster for 35 years, and at least one person every week in the Sunday death notices. And glioblastoma is nothing but, it's the glue in our brain. Okay, I really appreciate you, Chris, very, very much, and this has been absolutely wonderful because people need to understand what we're exposing ourselves to because this is the devil's trap, and we're all falling into it. You know, it's why I don't have any wireless in my house, and I don't use the internet anymore. But I'm grateful. I pray for your safety as you do, while you are led through links. But I also appreciate all the knowledge that you share, because it's everything we need to know, and especially the truth about the Lord. So thank you. Bless your Amen. Heart. Keep you safe and healthy, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. And happy you belated too, Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You as well.
It was my husband's birthday, so thank Very you cool. so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hopefully, you know, that, I mean, I've mentioned many times recently, it feels like a Sunday morning kind of thing lately, but it's supposed to be a history kind of thing. And the just, you know, evidence that the Bible is real, contrary to the storytelling, the mythology of much of what passes itself off as Christianity these days, which is predominantly infiltrated. You know, even if we just start at the National Council of Churches and World Council of Churches level, which owes its creation to the Rockefeller contingent and funding and so forth. And again, you know, if you're not familiar with that whole controversy, maybe go back and just look up the fundamentalist modernist controversy. You can find, there's a Wikipedia entry on it as a jumping off point. And that's a false dilemma, or a false dichotomy, because it was really two sides of the same interest represented. It's a false argument for public display to sort of draw people into one of these two pre-crafted satanic camps, I would say. Anyway, more to say on that. But the point is, you know, I hope that this broadcast, in simplest terms, I hope it points people to the Bible. I've said many times, you know, when it comes to the issue of translations, yes, I increasingly, you know, I'm starting to be vocal about issues with translations and things, but it all comes down to the secret decoder ring as far as translations and that kind of stuff is concerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Holy Spirit, you know, the Bible says that it is only spiritually discerned to the natural man. It's foolishness. So you got to have the secret decoder ring. And that sort of dispenses, in a sense, with the issue of translation, although I still think it's an issue. And there's clearly an effort to, a subversive effort at work to create a certain type of influence. Anyway, just, you know, kind of the same thing that we've heard about, you know, with Rhonda's call and Lynn's call. The Bible says we all give account for ourselves. And in a sense, you know, in America, we used to take care of ourselves and one another, our own, in a sense, you know, like our own family, for example. But things have obviously changed. We've been seduced and beguiled, and we don't behave like that anymore, but maybe we should. So anyway, reminders, perhaps, for whatever it's worth. Back to the phones. Brian in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. You're absolutely right about Christianity. I'm wondering if you've familiar with the Cristeros War in Mexico.
I don't think so.
Well, Mexico, when the new president took over in 1926, it started the Cristeros War. They actually outlawed Christianity. All foreign clergy were expelled from the country. Any public church worship was forbidden under penalty of death. In fact, you know, being a Catholic country, the priests were hung and shot by the government army, and Henry Fonda actually did a movie about that. I think it was 1962, called The Fugitive, and he portrays a priest that is evading capture. Eventually, he was executed at the end of the film. But the reason I kind of bring that up is because, you know, I was born a Christian, and I stopped going to church when I was about 12 years old. And I eventually gained my faith, and it was weakened over time. And the thing that really brought me back to full compliance and full adherence and belief in Jesus Christ was the work of, well, it was before that, but it was really reinforced with the work of Nicholson, 1968. Have you seen any of his work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have, yeah. Great, great works. And then the satanic. I mean, it's quite obvious to me now with all of the things that I've researched it, that this is absolutely a Luciferian, satanic, world-controlled. I assume you know some of the work of Manly P. Hall.
Oh, yeah. Talked about it many times on this.
Yeah, I think I've heard you talk to, on the show. And Waite, I think, forget his first name. They're all required reading.
You're talking about Arthur Edward Waite?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, literally texts on procedure to summon demons.
Mm-hmm.
The work of, what was it, Monteith?
Dr. Stan Monteith? Monteith.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Stanley Monteith. Excellent. You know, information on how this all relates to our world, but also there's, and I mentioned this on another program on Republic, but the interview or the lecture that Dr. Richard Day gave in 1969. Referenced by Dr. Dugan, or Dunegan. He took notes in 1969. Dr. Richard Day went on to become the head of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And he, Dr. Dugan recalls Dr. Day saying, "We planned to enter the 21st century with a running start. Everything is in place, and nobody can stop us now." And that he felt relatively free to talk about those to this lecture was of a group of pediatricians.
Yeah.
And Dr. Day referred to the plans of those in power as being much bigger than communism.
Oh, yeah.
He, in this speech, he talks about weather control. He talks about replacing dolls for women, for girls, with more manly pursuits and sports.
Yep.
Talks about technology spying on you. Your television will actually spy on you. This is 1969.
Yeah, the new.
Yeah, I would.
The talk was titled "New Order of Barbarians." We'll talk
exactly
more about that when we come back. Stick around, folks.
Okay.
Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. A lot of shows about demonic stuff, a lot of shows about vampiric stuff. James called in, was that yesterday? We talked about the Nietzschean deal. You know, I said I don't know. In my opinion, I would argue that that wasn't yesterday. Was that yesterday or was that Monday, maybe? No, it wasn't yesterday. We didn't take any calls yesterday. So, you know, I said I would argue that Harari is of the Nietzschean bent. And, you know, speaking of the satanic element, the, you know, the worshipful satanic element, I mean, I've read excerpts from the externalization of the hierarchy and how basically the Christian church, the Masonic lodge, and the school system, both school system in particular, are recruiting hotbeds for the satanic contingent. I mean, that's what they say, and that's what the bad guy contingent literally writes. So what just happened recently at the Grammys? CBS tweeted in response to Sam Smith. You know, Sam Smith, this is going to be a special Grammy with his little devil face thing. And CBS, the official Twitter channel for CBS, replied, "You can say that again. We're ready to worship." Worship. And, you know, what happened at the Super Bowl, the halftime show, as always is the case, you know. I mean, what is happening in America? And so the interesting thing about all of this is, if it's not a spiritual battle, and if it's not, you know, if Christianity in particular and the Bible and Jesus Christ are not in the crosshairs of it, then why is that always the focal point? You don't see, I don't know, Buddhism or Hinduism or, you know, Sufism or whatever. These are never, you know, theosophy certainly isn't in the crosshairs. Well, you know, these people are crazy. Why is it always, if it's not a spiritual battle first and foremost, why is it always the God of the Bible that is in the crosshairs here? Exactly. And, you know, we could probably throw in Orthodox Judaism while we're at it. Romans 11:25 notwithstanding. Anyway.
I agree 100%. It's because Christianity has the true way.
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." That's it. That's all. End of discussion.
It's the truth.
So,
it's the truth. Have you seen the interview with Maria Z with Aman Jabi?
I don't think so.
That is a required watch for everybody, because I think he lays it out exactly what we're looking at. He was a extensive developer in the extensively developed camera monitoring software and hardware. And I think the interview is like an hour and a half, and he just lays it out of what we're looking at, that, you know, the default access to the internet's going to become deny unless you fulfill whatever the requirements, obviously social credit requirements of some sort. And
I know, I know that Brian and Jenna in particular have tried to put me in touch with Aman Jabi, so.
Aman Jabi?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should absolutely interview him or talk with him.
We're headed into another break. Stick around, folks.
Okay, I'll let you go. You have a great show, Chris.
Thanks,
appreciate
Brian.
It greatly.
Appreciate your call. Stick around, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, yeah, me.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back. Speaking of the chief commander and allegiance to, couple of things. Yeah. So, first of all, multitasking is bad for radio. Yeah. There we go. the Jungian shadow is something that you see, you know, the concept, I would say the Jungian shadow / Nietzschean Übermensch is sort of where everyone is encouraged to move. That's where we're all being guided and directed by forces that are cybernetic, technocratic, but I would say spiritual first and foremost in nature. And the technology thing is very deceptive and misleading in a particular way. I mean, when you think about what guys like Harari are saying and the way that technology is spying on people, I think that digital technology is first and foremost a way, you know, there's a character in the Bible that says, I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. Anything you can do, I can do better, kind of thing. And so I would expect that character to try to counterfeit God's character in nature and, you know, his omniscience, his omnipresence. And that's what digital technology does. That's what ubiquity is in a certain sense. And so the dystopian outcome of that is the digital panopticon, basically. And you can say, you can sort of dismiss things that might be, you know, you can dismiss certain things as, you know, it's just a technological thing. There's no spiritual aspect to it. And Harari has actually been doing that, the great, speaking great blasphemies that he has spoken. You can dismiss the spiritual aspect by just saying it's purely technology, but that doesn't pierce the veil of exactly where the orders came from, so to speak, to do this thing. So, you know, people can feel the pressure and don't understand exactly what's going on. I touched on this yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I'm pretty sure the excerpt from Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse. And, you know, specifically Chapter 1, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And that infamous document, you know, the section Descriptive Introduction of the Silent Weapon. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong. And, you know, so we hear about things like this, the revelation of, it was actually Dr. Lawrence Dugan, or not Dugan, but Dunnigan. Brian said Dugan, made me think of Regina Dugan, but it was Lawrence Dunnigan who, you know, we're led to believe, you know, this is what Dr. Richard Day said. And that was back around the same time. I want to say that was in the 80s. Anyway, the copy of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars that was allegedly found in the copier that had been purchased was that was found in July of 1986. So, you know, dated May 1979, the same kinds of things. Anyway, we've known about these things. It's interesting how we get the protocols and the communist rules for revolution, and you know, we hear about Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, and those kinds of things. And we just have these things that tell us the truth of what is planned. The storytellers want to shape and plan and create the future. And they even talk about it. Bill Gates has talked about that. Harari has talked about that. Klaus Schwab has talked about that. We need to make the future, and the storytellers need us all to believe the stories that they tell in order for that to occur. And the Bible tells us that there is a character who seeks to change times and laws. And I think it's particularly interesting whenever I think of these kinds of things, I always think of how emphatically the point is made in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10, verses 8 through 10, I suppose. Remember this and be assured. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things long past. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. So, like what? Next verse. Declaring the end from the beginning. You know, some of us, for some reason, you know, we think, well, he knows the end from the beginning. No, he says he declares the end, declaring the end from the beginning. He's the only one. And from ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. And there is a character that wants to counterfeit that as well. The devil is a master counterfeiter. So there's this effort to write the future. Read Kurzweil, for example. And you'll see what is being planned and worked on in the next 25 years or so, in particular. And but all of that is, you know, the bigger picture, all of that is in keeping with the you know, Hellenistic influence, the impulse to Hellenize the whole world and move us back to Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel, as a mile marker, you know, not really a stopping point, but as a monument or a, you know, a marker on the way back to Genesis chapter 6. Complete demonic overrun. So the Jungian shadow meets the Nietzschean Übermensch sort of concept is where everyone's being pushed. Back to Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, descriptive introduction of the silent weapon. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. And again, this another layer of deception is that it obfuscates the spiritual nature, the overarching spiritual nature of the battle, or the war, I should say, the battles and the war. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feelings in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Clark's third law, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, right? Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves against it. When a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts, adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological via economic, becomes too great and they crack up. We're seeing a lot of crack ups these days, but don't worry. You know, ask your Walmart healthcare provider if Trintellix is right for you. You know what? It might make you want to shoot yourself or your family, or you might feel better. Who knows? We'll see. Therefore, the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, what did Sun Tzu talk about? You know, the pre-Machiavelli? The you know, successful military campaign is the one that is fought and won in the mind. That's why psychological operations are so important. Hearts and minds, but it's really more than hearts and minds, isn't it? So, Sun Tzu, it is said that if you know your enemies and know yourself, you'll not be imperiled in 100 battles. If you do not know your enemies but know yourself, you will win one and lose one. If you do not know your enemies nor yourself, you will be imperiled in every single battle. What if you don't know yourself and you don't even know who your enemy actually is, but your enemy has convinced you that your ally or potential ally is your enemy? Which I believe is, you know, gets right to the heart of why Jesus said, you've heard it said, love your enemy, or love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemy. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Romans 2,4 and 5, I think. Yeah. But do you suppose this, verse 3, but do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance, the kindness of God? And you see it demonstrated in places like Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's pretty astonishing. He has the character to see it through no matter what. And that's how we're supposed to be, no matter what. So the Jungian shadow, Walter White sort of character. This is the concept of the breaking out, the realizing, the self-actualization, you know, where you go from the slave to suddenly you become self-aware and, you know, the Jungian shadow takes over and you become your own little god, your own little Ubermensch. You can see evidence and hints of the symbolism of this, you know, the Super Bowl commercials with the things. Remember the Spider-Man alter ego Venom, that kind of thing. You can see, or what was the guy that LAPD murdered recently who was saying, you know, CeeLo's trying to kill me, I killed CeeLo, all that. You know, they say, why is he saying that? Well, watch the video, crazy. The Rorschach test looking thing, you know, the Lovecraftian stuff. That's what Rihanna's costume looked like when they were running the ads for the halftime show. And, you know, all of the other stuff that, you know, looks like that. It's the Jungian shadow creeping out into plain sight. Will it take over? That's what's intended, so that they can engineer what Samuel P. Huntington and others called the clash of civilizations, so that we can be turned into these savages and, you know, the new order of barbarians. But just the last reminder as we, you know, head into this next break here. Romans 16:9. for your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you be wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Different translations, NASB 95, I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. You know, there's a certain aspect of this pursuing knowledge for knowledge's sake and trying to get knowledge up that is, I would say, akin to or synonymous with prostrating oneself before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is not a good thing, obviously. So we should, I think, always keep in mind that we should be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Standing on the water, casting your bread, while the eyes of the idol with the iron head are glowing. Distant ships sailing into the mist, you were born with a snake in both your fists, while a hurricane was blowing. Freedom, just around the corner for you. But with truth so far off,
welcome back. Lynn's call made me think of R.J. Pastrito's piece, The Birth of the Administrative State, where it came from and what it means for limited government. And we've gone far beyond that at this point. I mean, we have the fourth branch and, you know, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission in this case, not the FCC, as Lynn mentioned in, you know, speaking to what Rhonda was talking about. But, you know, this idea that the, you know, these are the FTC, the FCC, all of these are independent agencies. And basically, as Alan Greenspan said on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer all those years ago, they are essentially accountable and beholden to no one. But it's gone further than that. Yuval Noah Harari says that rights are a myth that men invented. So he's telling his own story. Well, not his own, but you know what I'm saying. He's telling a different story and a different myth, saying that rights are a myth. So, you know, this is where we are. This is where we are. But just some, maybe some final advice in the cautionary tale that is contemporary American life. You know, and Harari has, I think, done a provocative and you know, fairly excellent job of pointing out that the last few hundred years have been, you know, the humanist impulse has been on the rise and now on in decline. But this idea that everything revolves around man, I mean, that's the Copernican revolution. John in Tennessee would love to weigh in on this discussion, I'm sure. Where, you know, we have the heliocentric model and all of those kinds of things. Discussion for a different day. But in the final analysis, you know, and that calls to mind the, you know, the law of attraction stuff, all of that demonic stuff. The question is always, who's in charge, who decides? And Paul said that he learned the secret. For the Gnostics and Kabbalists, listen close. Philippians 4:12, I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret. He learned the secret. Want to know the secret? Of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. What is the secret, Paul? What is the secret? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him, through Christ who strengthens me. That's the secret. So just before that, he writes, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and of anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And lastly, people say, well, but, you know, it's terrifying. We're overrun. Yeah, Philippians 1:28. In nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition in the King James, but to you of salvation and that of God. In the NASB 95, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative and edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.